This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Frisch's two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Frisch's two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink. A delicious deal at $4.99. Hand battered and cooked to order. Extra crispy on the outside and all white meat inside. Get the two chicken tenders with a value fry and drink for only $4.99. Order online at Frisch's, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. Frisch's.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. Another gorgeous Friday night for high school action here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A big Midwest Athletic Conference clash tonight. Minster here at home on homecoming with a mark of 3-1 on the year against Anna 2-2. The clubs played a year ago at the Anna Rockets Booster Field, and Minster with a big second-half pick, a pick six, in fact, pulled away from Anna late. Anna had led early in the third quarter of that game. Minster won it. Should be a fine game tonight. Both teams have been running the football a little more than they did a year ago, and that may be the tail of the tape tonight, whichever club's run game hits the ground running, so to speak. Brogan Steffi, the quarterback for Minster, a tough young man to corral. We saw him in game one, Chuck, against Fort Loramie, and the Redskins simply could not get him down behind the line of scrimmage. Had a half a dozen, 7-8 chances on third and fourth down. Did not get the job done. Anna has to tonight.
Yeah, he's an outstanding athlete on top of the fact of being a quarterback. He throws it well, which means that you can't just sit on the run, but you better have a spy on him because Loramie found that out. They gave up 31 points or 41 points to Minster, and most of that was Steffi.
Anna will try to do what Fort Recovery did last week against Minster, and that was hog the ball, hog the clock, milk the possession time. In fact, if Fort Recovery took the snaps down to 1 and 2 seconds. It still didn't matter. In one stretch of the game early on, Minster got 3 touchdowns in 7 plays, won that game by a score of 41-20. Meanwhile, Anna entered last week's game against Coldwater with injuries, didn't perform well. Rockets were shorthanded and got clubbed at home by the Coldwater Cavaliers. Earlier this season, in a game on the road, Anna nearly beat Brookville. Would have been a nice surprise. Anna had a chance. In fact, the Rockets were kicking a field goal late in the second quarter to go up 17-6. Missed the kick. Brookville got 8 before halftime. Brookville won it with 2 scores late in that contest, 28-21. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for sure. In the case of Anna, defensively, keep an eye on Brogan Steffi. Limit the explosive plays. Anna on offense has got to control the football as much as possible. Yep. Quarterback Alex Chappie will pitch it down the field once in a while, but Anna's got to rely on the home game, or I should say the run game, and hope it is productive. Key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Minster's got a nice quartet of receivers to go with Steffi. Minster has been running the ball first this year, unlike a year ago. Anna trying to run the ball predominantly on offense as well. 3-1 by way of record for Minster, which does not play Coldwater this year. Thus, the Wildcats are clear favorites in their next 5 games, including tonight, before finishing at Versailles. A triumph over Anna this evening enables Minster to stay on track for an 8-2 campaign, a lofty top 4 ranking in its region of Division 7, a playoff home game for sure, and a big surge in both first and second level computer points. Meanwhile, Anna in Division 6 has got Versailles and Marion Local looming. An upset victory here tonight at Minster, coupled with a 4-2 finish, would likely enable the Rockets to host at Booster Field in round 1 of the postseason. So it is a very big high school football game. These two teams each have Parkway and Delta St. John's remaining. Those two clubs have won 2. So if you win the night, keep winning. Knock off Parkway and Delta St. John's down the road. You'll amass first and second level points in the computer rankings. We'll return to hear from both coaches, the 9-year head coach at Anna, Nick Marino, and the 3rd-year head coach at Minster, Seth Whiting, when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Minster. Gorgeous night for high school football. The temperature in the upper 60s, not a cloud in the sky. Wind out of the east, blowing from right to left as you use your imagination on your computer screen or your phone. Good homecoming crowd on hand for Minster Anna tonight. Earlier this week, I had the chance to talk to Nick Marino, head coach at Anna. He likes the intensity of his club and the play of the Shappy brothers. Anna almost beat Brookville before recovering from injuries and losing last week to Coldwater at home. I talked with the 9-year mentor of the Anna Rockets football program this past Tuesday.
Last year's 2022 club compared to 2023, you do return about 12 starters. Graduated only 8 or 9 off the club a year ago. What was your outlook coming into this season?
We're definitely excited with this group. Like the group of seniors and juniors that we have, and putting them together, and like the culture of this group too. I think they've been a group that's fought pretty hard and seems to step up and enjoys challenges. Maybe with the exception of being last week, I didn't think we played well in that situation. But before that, in the early part of the season, we've done a good job with that.
Outstanding opening game victory against Indian Lake, which has gone on to win 3, and as a result, you're garnering a lot of second level points.
Yeah, it's a good win for us there. Definitely good for us to pick that win up and get started well in the non-league.
Week 2 at Brookville, almost pulled out a mild surprise. Brookville, a lot of starters back. You led 21-14 late in that game.
Yeah, we definitely need to finish that game. It was not a surprise to us. We thought we should have been in that game and thought we should have won that game. We got to take care of some different things on both sides of the ball and finish the end of a football game there.
Injury front, describe what's gone on through the first 4 weeks. I know you think you're about the healthiest you've been all year heading into week 5.
Yeah, we've had a few injuries here and there, but I think we've kind of cleaned those up over the last week, and we're looking to be healthy this week for Friday's game.
Maturation of Alex Shappy at quarterback.
He's definitely matured. He's able to run the ball a lot better, step up and run the ball better. He's still working through his progression, getting a little bit better with that. We're hoping he's taking big jumps the rest of the season as well.
His brother had a fantastic game filling in for Osborne at running back. Aaron, 200-plus yards on the road at St. Henry, week 3.
Yeah, I had a great game for him over there at St. Henry. Really stepped up and did a good job, especially it was play 2 of the game offensively that we saw Osborne go out of the game with a sprained ankle, and he's finally recovered, and we're looking to hopefully have 2 backs that we can mix in there and get a lot out of.
How would you describe the version of Anna offensively here in 2023?
I think we're a run-oriented team, but we have the ability to throw it with a couple nice receivers on the edges. You got Trey Heitkamp doing a good job, a ball getter, and then Noah Ofterhauer is probably our second leading receiver. Those two, so they give us a balanced offense, but still a little bit more run-oriented.
On defense, your base is what?
We're a 3-4 defense. We'll bring a little bit of pressure with that, too. So,
kicking game. I know the Shappies do it all.
Yeah, we got Alex punting and Aaron kicking and kicking off. So we got those two do a lot of the kicking for us. And definitely, I think you've seen a lot of our role players that step up on special teams has been a good thing to see so far. I thought in the first couple weeks of the season that we separated ourselves and gave ourselves a lot of opportunities by our special team stepping up. And you always say that's kind of the culture of a team, who's willing to step up and play special team to do a good job with that. So I've liked that from this group so far.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna Football, our guest before tonight's game between the Rockets and Minster. Coldwater came to town last week. You didn't fare too well. You were on the mend physically in that game. Coldwater, strong opponent once again. What did you learn from week four heading into week five? What's the point of emphasis in preparation for Minster on the road tonight?
I mean, we got to take care of the passing game with Minster. We didn't do a very good job of that against Coldwater. So we're obviously working on that, trying to make sure we take away seams and vertical concepts and the passing game that Minster's going to do as well. And then we got to tackle well and hit well. And then on the other side of the football, we got to make sure we win the physicality battle up front and on the perimeter. Receivers got to be able to block. We got to be able to, when it's time to go get a ball, we got to go get it. So we didn't execute at the level we had executed on coming into that game before, and we need to step up and get ourselves back on track.
Brogan Steffi, QB for Minster, is special. He's different in many ways. Difficult young man to corral back there. Even when he can't find a receiver, he's able to extricate himself out of trouble. Boy, what nuances do you do defensively to prep for him?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get through him. You got to tackle him. I mean, you got to continue to close space and get to where he's at. You can't chop your feet and just watch him run around on you. At the same time, he's going to throw some good footballs too. So he's definitely the best player on their team and the guy we have to focus in on stopping tonight if we're going to be successful.
And your defense is under some pressure too, because Minster's got an array of pretty quick-footed receivers.
Yeah, they got nice receivers. They're pretty good ball getters too. So we got to do a good job of winning those 50-50 balls and not letting them come down with those tonight.
What's been your success on first down this year? That's always important in the game of high school football because that opens up the playbook the rest of the series.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously being established the run is going to be essential on first down. And then holding them honest so at the same time we're not just giving letting them know we're going to run it. So being balanced but establishing the run overall on first down is going to be important for us.
Your turnover takeaway ratio, what's it been like this year?
We've been pretty good on turnovers overall. We got to make sure we continue to have good ball security and pursuing the football is how you get turnovers on defense.
Anna Rockets head coach Nick Marino, Anna plus six in the turnover takeaway category this year. Minster a plus three in the rushing department. Aaron Chappie, running back for the Rockets, leads the team 420 yards on the year. Zach Osborne coming off an injury at 237. Noah Oftahar, leading receiver, 184 yards, 9 catches. Alex Chappie at QB, 43% thrower, 460 yards through the air. Seth Whiting, third-year head coach for Minster, told me earlier this week that his club has responded in 2023. It's playing mentally and physically very tough. And with a win over Anna, Minster can take on an 8-win season. They can take aim on it with a victory tonight. Coach Whiting and I sat down and chatted here at the stadium last Tuesday. Seth, your season to date, 4 games, 3-1, good position to be in. You've got Marion Local behind you, don't have to play Coldwater. Talk about the progression of the team over the first 1 month.
We're real happy with the progress of the kids right now. They're buy-in to what the expectations are in the program. Just as far as how we prepare every day, how we need to practice, the tempo we need to have, the mental and physical toughness we need to have. We're excited about the direction the kids are going there. They're continuing to improve daily. The ups and downs of football season hit us early with the injury bug, and we're thankfully going to start getting those guys back in the next 2-3 weeks here. We should have most of them back. You know, we lost before the season even started. We lost our starting center. Going into week one, we lost because of that. We moved another kid out of position and lost a starter on our defensive line. We lost our running back situations, kind of 1A and 1B, and we lost one of our number one running backs after he ran for 150, 160 yards the first 2 weeks. We have a couple other guys banged up, lost the starting free safety and wide receiver. So, we're going to start getting those guys back over the next few weeks. So we're excited about that. But what that has helped us do these first 4 weeks is build some new depth. So we had some kids, we moved to different spots, got them running around and playing, and they're really starting to figure out and understand their role on the field. The first couple weeks, they were still in learning on the job training. So, They did a nice job, and we've survived up to this point, and we're excited to start getting some of those guys back.
Against Fort Recovery last week, you maximized your yardage with the high school standards, and not a lot of plays from scrimmage. Extremely productive 41 points.
Yeah, I think we scored three times in our first seven plays. The offense was really efficient. We have some really talented kids over there. Our line is solid, and they do a really nice job, and we have some really good skill players. So it makes calling our offense pretty easy at times. I think we had 400 yards, a little over 400 yards in 32 or 33 plays. Obviously would have liked to have more possessions, but they had a good offensive game plan last week, and they killed a lot of the clock and held on to the ball. So, hats off to their staff for their offensive game plan.
Hey, you mentioned your fine skilled players on offense. It starts with Brogan Steffi. Highlight a few others about whom we'll be talking during play-by-play of this game.
Brogan Steffi's a really, really talented football player. He's a good kid, great in our locker room, great in the weight room, great in the classroom, does everything you want out of a guy like that. But he's not alone. James Niemeyer is an incredibly talented kid on offense and on defense. I think he's got 19 or 20 catches so far, and we haven't been throwing the ball around as much as we did last year. We've been a little bit more run-focused. So really those numbers are, probably a lot lower than they could be if we really wanted to take advantage of his skill set. Connor Schmiesing's doing a great job. He's got a couple hundred yards receiving and a couple hundred yards rushing, and plays really well for us on the offensive side of the ball. Some of the other receivers, Noah Schwederman and Cole Richard and Caleb Kaus, those guys are doing a really good job. And our tight ends, Cole Albers and Charlie Schmiesing, do a great job in the box blocking for us, and they're very capable pass catchers as well. But like I said, we haven't been super pass heavy like we have been in the past.
Seth Whiting, head coach, Minster football, our guest before tonight's game between Minster and Anna. You mentioned that you've been very good running the football last week, prime example, and that takes a little pressure off Brogan at the QB position.
Right, whereas in the past 2 years that I've been here, we've used the passing game to set up the run. We're kind of in a position now where we're capable of running the football, and that helps us set up the pass.
Talk about your opponent, the Anna Rockets, a team you've played the last few years. It's the renewal of the Route 119 rivalry, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a good game. They're a really solid football team, and they're really well coached. Nick does a nice job. I think they have a nice quarterback. I think his brother is a running back, and they do a good job coming out of the backfield, and they got a couple other skill players that are really talented, and some good size kids. They're big. They run well. It's a really good football team, and we've had two really good games with them the last 2 years, so I'm sure it'll be another exciting one Friday night.
Points of emphasis for week five.
We got to do a really good job tackling the football, throwing our arms and killing the engine and getting guys on the ground. Be really aggressive there, create some turnovers. Offensively, we got to make sure we're taking care of the football, no self-inflicted wounds, and execute at the level we're capable of.
Words of Seth Whiting, head coach of the Minster Wildcats. We're a few minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's game. Homecoming here at Minster. The Wildcats take on the Anna Rockets. Anna 2-2, Minster 3-1. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Here we go. We're about set for the kickoff to start the game. The Anorakets in the road white, green numerals, green trim, white from top to bottom. Minster Wildcats in the home black, white numbers outlined in orange. Orange piping down the sides of the jerseys and pants, and black and orange headgear. Crystal clear night, sensational evening for high school football, week number five. This marks the halfway point of the high school campaign. Next week on scoresbroadcast.com, the game we'll probably be covering is Oxford-Talawanda at Fort Loramie, which today officially became a member next football season of the Northwest Conference. That was news just announced late this afternoon. In fact, a tentative schedule for the 2024 football campaign is already out. And it includes six games on the road, four at home. Fort Loramie hoping to juggle one of those non-league games in the first 3 weeks to a home encounter in order to go 5-5, five home, five away on the year. But the schedule is set. Likes of Convoy Crestview, Chuck, Delphus Jefferson, Columbus Grove. Let's see, Spencerville is in that league, the Bearcats.
They've still got some traveling to do, but it's good that they're in a league. And honestly, I'm happier with that than if they would have gone into MAC.
And Lima Central Catholic joins with Fort Loramie to make it an 8-team conference. Opening kickoff by Shappy of Fort Loramie, or I should say of Anna, is down inside the 20-yard line, returned by Minster. Out across the 25-30 to the 31. Boy, this gridiron here at Minster is in beautiful condition.
Well, you can tell there hadn't been a lot of rain this year.
Thick, plush grass, and you can bet they've watered it to keep it the way it is. It is an outstanding condition. Aaron Chappie booted it. Good return by Minster. Wildcats have got speed, especially on the outside. Rogan Steffi at quarterback. First and 10, Minster at the Wildcats' 31-yard line. Steffi, the lone back, sends a man in motion. And the man in motion gets the toss way back behind the line, and he's going to throw it. Airs it out near hash, caught on the dead run at the end of 33 to the 30, inside it to the 29. Ball was in the air forever. Anna just did not play very good center field, Chuck.
No, and I mean, they were surprised by the fact it was a halfback pass, but the defender was there. He just never found the ball. And that was a heck of a pass. I didn't see who threw it, but my goodness, that looked like a quarterback throwing the ball.
And looking back into the sun were both the receiver and defender. Minster made the play, and it's a whopper on the initial play of this game. First and 10, ball marked for play at the 29 of Anna. Steffi rifles a shot over the middle. It is no good at the 24-yard line.
good coverage on Connor Schmiesing, who is flanked out to the left for Minster. And it's second down and 10 for the Wildcats, 29-yard line of Anna, which features Nolan Wilt at the nose, Caleb Kenton, Nolan Howe at the defensive ends, Alex Poppelman, Trevor Roberts, inside linebackers. On the outside, Zach Osborne and Trey Heitkamp, Jacob Taylor, Clay Cummins, Aaron Chappie, and Camden Palmisano in the secondary. We'll check Minster's offense momentarily. It's run blitz pressure from Anna, but Minster still manages to find a crease, and it's Connor Schmiesing who nose dives inside the 25 to the 23. Compliment on the tackle for Anna. The play carved out six. It's third and four for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the 23-and-a-half yard line of Anna.
Yeah, you're right. He was going down after about a 2 yard gain, and he seemed to lunge the last four.
Two receivers flanked wide right for Steffi. He's got two backs staggered alongside him. And Anna tries to clog the middle, does a pretty good job of it. Minster runs it to the line of scrimmage. Wildcats meet resistance. It's Connor Schmiesing piled up at the 21, 2 yards shy. You can bet Minster will go for it on fourth and two. Both teams have been run heavy this year. Believe it or not, Minster has run the football for about 200 more yards than the Wildcats have passed it. 2 yards needed for a first down. Big play early in this game. No score. 2 minutes gone by. Minster's first possession. Fourth and two, 21 of Anna. And it's run outside left tackle. Yes, a first down. Steffi kept it. He lunged to the 17. He needed two, and he got four.
That's such a hard play to stop. He's such a good runner. And you, when you run him, you've got an extra blocker in the running back.
First and 10 for the Wildcats. Three receivers flanked wide left. Trips out there. Whoops, Anna prematurely offside. Trey Heitkamp in the secondary. Or I should say in the offensive backfield.
Offside.
As he was attempting to blitz from his cornerback post. 5 yard pre-snap foul against Anna. Ball stepped off down to the 12 of the Rockets. First and five for Minster makes the Wildcats' job easier. Again, trips to the left. The lone back behind the quarterback, Steffi, is Schmiesing. Steffi fakes inside, pitches outside, and Anna manages to throw a couple of safeties at the receiver who caught it in traffic. In fact, the blocker may have gotten in the way for Minster. Ball is caught, but it goes for no gain.
That was Zach Osborne, and that was a heck of a play by that young man.
So it's second and five for Minster. Completed pass, but nothing was picked up on the play. Line of scrimmage still the 12. 8:54 to go first quarter, no score. Second and five for Minster, 12-yard line of Anna. Trips to the wide side now for Steffi. Short drop, looks middle of the field. He steps up and runs. There he goes. We got a holding penalty against Minster in the offensive backfield as Steffi manages to whisk his way down the left sideline, beat a couple Anna tacklers, got all the way to the goal line, might have gotten into the end zone, but it's going to be negated. Personal foul against Minster, or I should say holding, against the Wildcats.
Yeah, they looked right at it. They called it right after it happened. I thought maybe it might even have been a chop block, but they called a hold on it.
So the new line of scrimmage for Minster is back at the 22-yard line. Second down all over again. Second down and 15. Boy, that Steffi did one of those Houdinis on that play, extricated himself from trouble in the offensive backfield, and then he zipped to the far side and blitzed down the sideline for a TD, but it was wiped off the board. Short drop by Steffi, pump fake. He goes end zone. He's got a receiver over the shoulder. Is he inbounds? 3 yards deep in the end zone. He is! Touchdown, Minster. Well
done by Minster. Steffi to the young man he loves to throw the ball to, James Niemeyer. Extra point try upcoming here for Minster, which has had changes in kicking duties. It's Caleb Kaus to boot it. 6-0 Minster, this to make it 7-0. Well, he sails it end over end, right in the middle, perfectly placed between the uprights. It's good. 8:27 left, first quarter. Minster takes the football about 70 yards to start the game and put 7 on the board to lead Anna 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
So many thanks to Francis Manufacturing here on ScoresBroadcast.com, located in Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. The highly skilled workforce at Francis Manufacturing is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. A short kickoff by Minster, blooped by Caleb Kaus down to the 31-yard line. And that enables Zach Osborne for Anna to make one man miss. Cut to the middle of the field. And he explodes up across the 40, 45 to the 46. Upended right there. Anna takes over first and 10.
That's a good starting spot for the Rockets. It's not imperative that they answer, but it sure would be nice for them.
Quarterback Alex Chappie, 6'3", 185, a junior. In the offensive backfield, Zach Osborne, along with Aaron Chappie. Those will be the two running backs. It is a pretty good-sized offensive backfield. We'll run down the receivers in the offensive line momentarily. Here is Chappie, handoff, ball carrier, and a counter back to the right. Zach Osborne is dumped at the 49. He wedged out three. Will Kanapke on the hit for Minster. A yard shy of the midfield strike. Trevor Roberts, the fullback. A wide receiver, Clay Cummins. Noah Ofterhaar, leading receiver for Anna. Flanked out wide left. Trey Heitkamp, a wide out as well. Over the ball at center, Nolan Howell. Second man through for Anna, gets the call, and he blasts up the middle. He's got a big hole inside the 45 to the 43 of Minster. The play goes for about 8 or 9, first and 10 Rockets. That's power football right there, Chuck.
Offensive lines on the first two plays done a real nice job opening the hole for him.
As I said, Nolan Howell at center. The guards, Lane Howell and Anthony Garrett. The tackles, Nolan Wilt and Mason Hughes. The tight end, Caleb Kenton for Anna. 7:22 left, first quarter. Minster in the lead, 7-0, scoring on its first offensive drive. Rockets with two backs in the offensive backfield, staggered alongside the quarterback, Alex Chappie, who deals to Aaron Chappie, and he's upended at the 39-yard line. He nestled forward for 4, second down and 6. Under 7 to play here in the first period. Anna Rockets have obviously, Chuck, made a determination, our objective, gain yards on the ground.
Well, I mean, that is their strength, so that's what they need to go with.
Keep the ball away from Minster and quarterback Brogan Steffi.
That's another good thing to do when you run the ball.
Receiver flanked wide right. Got slots left and right now for the quarterback, Chappie, who fakes the inside handoff, gives it to a receiver on a look-in, and he snares it at the 32-yard line, upended down around the 26. Ofterhauer caught it,
And he slid to the ground. Awkward catch by him. Good strike by the quarterback, Alex Chappie. And Ed Ofterhauer managed to stay on his feet, Chuck. He's gone for six.
Yeah, he got a little bit of a catch on his heel, and other than that, yeah, he was gone.
Boy, when you run the ball effectively, you can throw it any time you want it, especially on first down. The defense simply won't be prepared. The quarterback, Chappie, hands off, in sweep to the right by Anna, into the boundary. It's Zach Osborne plowing for 8-9, and he's down around the 17 of Minster. Connor Schmeising knocked him out of bounds. Play for 8 officially. Second down and 2 for Anna. Line of scrimmage is the Minster 18-yard line. Anna emphasizing the run game here in this first offensive thrust down the field. Did mix in a good quick slant from the quarterback, Alex Chappie, to Ofterhauer. And now in second and 3, Anna runs over right guard. No hole is there. The ball carrier, Aaron Chappie, tries to bounce. Might have gotten 2, close to a first down at the 16. Schmeising for Minster knocked him off his pins. It's going to be 3rd and a yard for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 16-yard line of Minster. 5 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter. Minster on top, 7-0.
First down.
Now the officials have declared it a first down. 1st and 10 for Anna. Ball marked for play at the 17-yard line. Chain slow and advancing ahead. As Anna picked up 3, just what the Rockets needed for the first down. Alex Chappie, twin brother Aaron, in the offensive backfield along with Zach Osborne. Alex 6'3", 185. Aaron 5'10". Zach Osborne with very speedy wheels, 5'10", 185 in the offensive backfield. And 6'3", Noah Ofterhauer is the prime receiver, man in motion. And the ball is flipped to him in the offensive backfield. Is it thrown ahead or behind? Oh, I thought that was thrown behind. And it's ruled an incomplete pass, I think. And I believe Anna got a big break.
Well, I'd have to look at it again. He couldn't reach it. It was out in front of him, but he couldn't make the catch. But it was down right down the line.
Whew, was it close? Called an incompletion. Don't know who wound up jumping on the loose ball, far sideline.
Minster fell on it. They had two defenders there.
But it was ruled incomplete and not a fumble. Anna catches a break. It is 2nd down and 10. Deep drop by Chappie, the quarterback, throwing down inside the goal line. Incomplete for Heitkamp, a yard or two deep in the end zone.
Had him open, overthrew him.
3rd and 10 for Anna, 17-yard line of Minster. Now the Rockets, no doubt, are in 4-down territory. There was a 5-yard penalty on the play, apparently prior to the snap.
It looked like somebody moved the illegal procedure, so it wasn't a dead ball.
2nd and 15.
So the play does not go down in the book. If you're keeping track, wipe out the last incompletion. Penalty on Anna. 2nd and 15, Rockets back at the 22 of Minster. Two receivers left and right. Here's the quarterback, Alex Chappie, firing right sideline. And there's a flag flying down to the 23-yard line. Ofterhauer reached up and speared it for about 11, but I think it's coming back.
Let me guess, ineligible downfield.
4:19 to go here in the first quarter, and it's Minster 7, Anna nothing. Yeah, that ineligible receiver call we have seen crop up a few times already this season.
That's a strange call.
And that ineligible receiver call, which did not occur here, is one that there's been emphasis placed on. And too many times, Chuck, I think that pass receiver on a screen is behind the line. And if that's the case, you can't be downfield too far as a lineman.
Right.
And but that flag has been thrown in games we've seen. Here, it's a defensive hold on Minster. It's not a foul on Anna. The official's slow in communicating to us, and as a result of the big step-off, the ball is marked for play at the 5, and it's first and goal for Anna. So the Rockets get another break. One incomplete pass, not ruled a fumble. Here, a defensive foul holding on Minster. Quarterback Chappie gives to Osborne. He trudges between right guard and tackle, and he bowls his way to the 1 or 2. Second and goal for Anna. Under 4 to play in the first quarter. Minster leads 7-0. Yeah, we need to teach the officials a thing or two, Chuck, on that ineligible receiver downfield call.
It's got to be a point of emphasis, and I'm not sure why.
Clock running, 3:38, 3:37 to go in the first. Possession clock at 14:13. Ball marked for play 5 feet from the end zone. Second down for Anna, which features two receivers wide left. Inside handoff, Rockets, and the ball carrier, Aaron Chappie, stood up at the 1. He might have gained a foot. That's it. Third and goal for Anna. Very quickly played first quarter of action. One long drive by Minster, one long drive by Anna, and the two teams have chewed up 9 minutes off the scoreboard clock. Third and goal, 2-yard line for Anna. Rockets, of course, in four down territory, trying to knot this game up. Two receivers flanked wide left for the QB, Alex Chappie. He's got Osborne to his left a couple steps. Fake to Osborne. Chappie's in hot water back at the 9-yard line. He's going to run. He tries to hustle his way around the right end. He's at the 2, the 1, the pylon. Got it. Touchdown. Well done, Alex Chappie for Anna. He scurried into the end zone.
Yeah, good job. I mean, that kind of opened up. It was supposed to be a pass. Nobody there, and he saw the opening on the outside. Did a good job of getting to the pylon.
Aaron Chappie, Alex's brother, on to kick the PAT. He's missed 2 field goals this year. Extra point try. Good snap. Ball spotted on the ground. Kicked. No good. Wide left. Oh, we saw the importance of an early game missed extra point last week at Columbus Academy. Fort Loramie missed one, and it came back to haunt over the course of the first 2 or 3 quarters as the Redskins continued to play from behind. Here, Minster clings to a 7-6 lead over Anna. 2:36 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aaron Chappie prepares to kick off for Anna. Keller and Schmiesing back inside the 10 for Minster. Oh, what a heck of a kickoff by Chappie. It hits at the goal line, scoots through the end zone. Minster starts first and 10 from its own 20-yard line. 2.5 to go first quarter, 7-6 Minster in the lead. How about that, Chuck? Don't see that often in high school football. 2 possessions, 1 each team, a TD drive for both clubs.
Yeah, unfortunately, Anna came up short on the extra point, but obviously you just saw the young man's leg. He has the ability.
We have been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Minster to the line of scrimmage, first and 10 from the 20. Steffi claps his hands and deals the ball to the ball carrier. It's Connor Schmiesing, who tries to buck his way through the middle. No dice. Wilt on the stop for Anna right at the line of scrimmage, the 20. No gain. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Additional stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Steffi, the quarterback for Minster. Oh, it's a quick hitter, a seam pass up the middle. Caught at the 33-yard line. A good run after catch to the 40. James Niemeyer is really tough to handle on the outside. Single coverage by Anna. And if Niemeyer breaks one tackle, Chuck, he's gone 80 for six.
Yeah, he was one step away from it. That was a beautiful pass. I mean, he just slanted across the ball, hit him right in stride.
Two very solid quarterbacks here tonight, each one a junior. Steffi for Minster, Alex Chappie for Anna. And with that 20-yard shot over the middle to Niemeyer from Steffi, first and 10 Minster at the Wildcats 40. Short drop, fade pattern, far sideline. Great defense by Anna. Battled away at the last second at the 38-yard line. It was Niemeyer again. Minster went up top. Well done on the play by the Rockets. Camden Palmisano in there on the deflection. That looked like NFL Sunday right there, Chuck.
Well, I tell you, at the very last second, got a hand in there and knocked it away. Another great throw, but a better defensive play that time.
Nice done by Palmisano. Second down and 10 for Minster from the Wildcats 40. Final 80 seconds, first quarter. Deep drop by Steffi, middle screen. It is caught on the play in the offensive backfield by the receiver at the 42 at Schmiesing. He tries to dance to the outside and in pursuit. Heitkamp drags him down at the 47. It's going to be third and three for Minster at the Wildcats 47-yard line. 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Minster up 1-7-6. Two receivers flank wide right for the Wildcats. Let's see if Minster elects to keep it on the ground. Wildcats need 3 yards for a first. Schmiesing a couple steps behind the quarterback, Steffi, who will take the snap at his 42. The line to gain the 50. Minster takes a timeout. 25 seconds to go. First quarter, 7-6. Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
As we return to action here at Minster on third and three from the Wildcats 47, the quarterback, Rogan Steffi, loops a pass in the left flat on the sideline, 5 yards downfield, off the hands of the receiver. It's incomplete, setting up fourth and three with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Minster leading 7-6. Steffi rolling right. He needs 3 yards. Pitches on the run. It is caught at the 47 of Anna. Tackle made at the 44. Well done on the play by Minster. That was Cole Richard on the catch. He's got quick feet, and he was running parallel to the quarterback, Steffi, who skipped out of the pocket to the right. Well-designed play, Steffi to Richard, and it generates on the play 9 for a first down to the Anna 44.
Final seconds ticking away. That's it. First quarter's in the books. Minster 7, Anna 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Up the teams, exchange ends. We start the second quarter with Brogan Steffi being Brogan Steffi, doing what he does. He improvised in the offensive backfield, wanted to pass, instead ran for about 15 yards down to the Anna 30. Just a few seconds into the second period, this running play by Minster is aborted. It snowed under several white shirts from Anna. Corral Kanapke for Minster behind the line. Negative 2 on the play. Second down and 12. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 32. Minster 7, Anna 6. First half minute of the second quarter. Quarterback Steffi has backs alongside him staggered to his left. He looks left, wants to throw in the pocket, fires, comeback receiver on his knees, got it at the 17. Niemeyer is probably the best route runner in the Midwest Athletic Conference. He and Steffi, great communication. And Steffi threw a strike a couple feet off the ground. Niemeyer went down to the 10, came back upfield, snared it at the 17 for a first and 10. 7-6 Minster, first 1 minute plus second quarter. Steffi, design run, calls his own number, scampers to the outside, makes one man miss, shakes another, stays on his feet, plows to the 9, the 8-yard line. Close to a first down. Poppleman on the hit for Anna. He is elusive, Chuck.
Yeah, he didn't have any kind of an opening that time. He kind of did a side jump through the hole and picked up 10.
And he got the first down officially, making it first and goal for Minster from the Anna 8. Pair of receivers far left for the quarterback, Steffi. He's got Schmiesing in the offensive backfield. Here is run blitz pressure from Anna. Quick pass by the quarterback, Steffi, 2 yards deep in the end zone, on the money. Yes, it's caught. A couple yards deep in the end zone. James Niemeyer again. Boy, he was vital in that series. He caught virtually every big pass, and Anna didn't defend him very well. Niemeyer crossed the end zone, got a couple steps into pay dirt, and made himself a big target for Steffi, who threw it right in Niemeyer's chest. Big extra point here to give Minster an 8-point spread. We've had 3 offensive possessions in this game and 3 drives for scores. And the kick is low. It is partially blocked by Anna. It's missed. No good.
That was Elliott. Boy, he laid out from the side and just that's picture perfect how you block an extra point.
Well done by the visiting team. Anna blocks the PAT from Minster, and we've still got a seven-point spread. Minster 13, Anna 6, opening two-minute second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Here is the kickoff by Minster. Caleb Kaus to boot from the 40. Slight wind advantage for Minster here in the second quarter. Wildcats lead 13-6. Anna with Osborne and Aaron Chappie back at the 15. Near side between the numbers and the hash mark, returned by Anna to the 27. Tackle made right there. Rocket start first and 10. And that's the thing about high school football, Chuck. Two pretty good teams with efficient offenses. Anna now touches the ball for the second time tonight on offense.
Three possessions, three touchdowns.
50-50. We played 14 minutes in this game, and Anna goes on offense for time number two. Just the second offensive set of plays for Anna in this contest tonight. 13-6, Minster in the lead. Anna first and 10 from the Rockets 27. Over the ball at center, Nolan Howell. Three men in the offensive backfield along with Chappie. Toss sweep to the left to Osborne. Osborne tries to gash ahead to the numbers on the far side. He is upended at the 30. He did carve out about three. Second down and 7 for Anna. Line of scrimmage right at the Rockets' 30-yard line.
Anna 4, second and 6.
Ian Holman, outside linebacker for Minster, in there on the last hit. 9:35 to go in the second, 13-6 Minster. Anna must get to the 38 for a first down. Fake on the inside, then Chappie throws in the right flat. Oh, Minster not buffaloed. The Wildcats diagnose it beautifully. It is Kaus on the wrap-up of Osborne at the 27-yard line. That's the defensive play of this game, Chuck, forcing Anna into third and long.
He just got up there right into his legs, and nothing they could do about it.
Loss of a yard, third and close to nine, maybe a negative two on that last play. Now Anna has to throw. Give Minster a lot of credit on that last play by the Rockets. Minster's D was all over it. Only one back in the backfield with Chappie, who fires near sideline. Yes, on the run, it's Ofterhauer. Breaks a tackle at the 40. Look at him go. He's across the 50, 45 of Minster to the 40. Caught from behind at the 39 of the Wildcats. Ofterhauer showing his breakaway ability right there, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, that was a nice catch and run right there. I'm impressed.
First and 10, Anna at the Rockets, or I should say at the Wildcats, 40-yard line. 8:34 to go, second quarter. Minster in the lead, 13-6. Here is Chappie with two backs now in the backfield. One alongside. Second man through gets the nod. He's stoned. A yard upfield at the 39. Osborne could not budge anyone. Second down and, no gain. Second and 10 for Anna right at the 40. Now the official does spot the ball ahead at the 39. So it's second down and 9.5. Anna's thrown the ball sparingly, Chuck, but
three of four.
But when the Rockets have done so, they've looked good doing it.
Yep.
Two receivers left to the wide side. One is Ofterhauer. Here is the QB, Shappy, throwing that way. A misread. Poor communication. Quarterback, receiver. Ball thrown up over the top of 7 or 8 yards for Eichkamp. Down inside the 20. He went out toward the sideline instead of down the field. Third and nine, Anna. 39 of Minster.
Yeah, one of them read the defense wrong. That's for sure.
Well, if you don't get a big chunk of yards here, you probably punt the football. If you get 6 or 7, you might entertain going for it. 7:27 to go in the second quarter. 13-6, Minster over Anna. Snap to Shappy, give to Osborne. He threads his way between left tackle and guard, lunges to the 35 or 6. Does Anna have two plays in mind, that being the first of two?
Well, I don't think you run it there if you're not planning on going for it on fourth down. They're at the Minster 36, so I think they definitely got to go for it.
It is fourth down for Anna, line of scrimmage, the Wildcats 36-yard line, and here comes Shappy and company to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flanked wide right. Tight end split a couple to the right. Shappy's got Osborne alongside. Shappy rolling right, looking, pumping. Has a man available. Yes, it's caught. Dead run at the 29. Called in by Taylor, who cut downfield inside the 28 to the 25. He took a spill right there. Well done by Shappy, who had a man open in the flat. Similar to a play that Steffi of Minster tried earlier in this game. It was a safe third and long. A rollout, sprint out to the right, forward pass that was complete. This one, two for Anna. First and 10, 25 of Minster. Here's a slant, a quick hitter. It is caught, yes, at the 20-yard line. Broken tackle. And the receiver, Eichkamp, manages to spin inside the 15 to the 13. First and 10, Anna, right smack dab in the middle of the field.
Well, I tell you what, this young man throws the ball really well.
Yeah, we talked about the quarterback, Alex Shappy, in the pregame. Coach Marino and I did. He's really matured. He's run the ball well all year, passing it sharply tonight.
Big kid, 6'3", 185 pounds.
First and 10, Shappy, late handoff, offensive backfield, Osborne. Look at him scamper around left end. Stays on his feet, good balance. Inside the 10, chucked out of bounds at the 6. He got 9, very close to a first down. Ball marked for play right at the 5. Needed to get to the 4 for a first down. Second and 1 for Anna. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Four drives in this game, two by Minster, resulting in touchdowns. Two by Anna, this one, and the other resulted in 6 points. Line of scrimmage is just inside the 5. Shappy handoff, offensive backfield. Ooh. It's Osborne at the 8, breaks through. He slides to the end zone. Touchdown. Osborne shouldered a would-be tackler. Hit about the 5 or 6, and then he danced away for a TD.
Yeah, there was really no hole there in the two defenders, and he just went right between them.
Now the Anna Rockets come to the line of scrimmage. A PAT ties it. Aaron Shappy does the place kicking. Just over 6 to play in the second quarter. This to not the count. Make it dead even. Left-footed kick is up. It's slicing left. Is it inside the upright? No, it's not. It's outside the post. And the Anna Rockets have blown 2 PATs and trail Minster 13-12, 6:02 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Oh, what a cutback move by Zach Osborne of Anna. Touchdown run from 5 yards away. He made his own hole. Well done by Osborne. What a wise play call by Anna Rockets head coach Nick Marino. And that was the Wisebridge play of the quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Kickoff by Anna, return by Minster from the 19-yard line out to the 27. And we've got a one-point game with 5:55 to go in the second period. Four possessions, four touchdown drives, and only one of the four conversions have been successfully completed.
Yeah, I mean, the offense has looked really good. The defense not playing badly, but the offense tonight, both teams just seem to have an advantage.
Yep, each team extremely efficient on the offensive side of the ball. Running, getting enough yards to set up the forward pass, and the throws have been available. Routes are being run well. Quarterbacks are on the button with the tosses. Here, Anna on first and 10 runs over left guard. It's Connor Schmiesing stacked up by Wilt. Line of scrimmage, the 28. Second down, a little more than 8 to go for a first down.
Well, both quarterbacks have a good running game, and that helps them in the passing game. They also, both teams, have outstanding receivers.
Three flanked wide left for Minster. Passing down for the quarterback, Brogan Steffi. Anna's got a key on Niemeyer. Here comes pressure right up the gut. Steffi steps ahead, eludes a man, another. Stays on his feet, and he barrels to the 30, over to the 35, to the 37. First down, Minster. Steffi ad-libbing. He does it so well.
But that's one of the problems, that when you put pressure on him, he finds a place to step up, and there's nobody back there to stop him. He's 7 or 8 yards down the field.
Now, we talked about Cutaway Styling Salon earlier in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Short drop, Mustafi wants to go deep. Missed tackle in the backfield. A pump fake, Mustafi. There he goes, extricating himself out of trouble. Wow, he was nearly nailed. 6-7 yards behind the line. He turns it into about a 7-yard advance.
They had him twice, and he got away.
4:14 to go. Second quarter, rapidly played first half. 13-12, Minster in the lead over Anna. Second down, a long 3.5 to go for a first down. Short of 4, longer than 3. Line of scrimmage shy of the 43 of Minster, which is up a point. Here comes the defensive end after Steffi, trying to catch him from behind. He throws on the dead run, hits a receiver on the dead run, in his hands and out at the 43, ruled incomplete. Good call by the official, Cole Richard. Had it for just an instant, didn't make a complete football move after tucking that ball away. It caromed out. He was hit a half a step after catching. Incompletion, 3rd and 3 for Minster from the Wildcats, 44. The clock stopped at 3:45 to go in quarter number 2. 13-12 lead, Minster. Niemeyer flanked all the way to the near side. He's a good 16, 17 yards split. Here's Steffi, calls his own number. Look at him go. He's got a crevice between right guard and tackle. Angles through it to the 50 and drives hard down to the 47 of Anna.
Man, 9 first downs now for the Wildcats here in the first half. Neither team's had to punt.
3.5 to go in quarter number 2. Minster 13, Anna 12. The offenses have dominated. Not lengthy plays from scrimmage. Long enough, though, when they've had to be, to keep drives alive. Each team very efficient. Here is Steffi in the offensive backfield. Play action. Look out. Fires it. It is near side. Caught by the receiver who turned. The defensive back didn't. He makes a man miss. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown. Minster. 53-yarder. Well done on the play by the home team. That was well done.
Boy, Sweeterman, that was a heck of a run. They should have had him twice.
Noah Sweeterman, 6'4", 185-pound wide receiver. Got his body turned around for the ball. Steffi threw it up a good 7 feet off the ground. Sweeterman caught it at the 30. Twisted his way from a couple of men, made a few men miss. Here's an aborted kick try by Minster. Then a Hail Mary pass from way back at the 20-yard line, and it's ruled to be a catch at the goal line for a two-point answer.
I think that was the call. I think they ran it there, and now they've got the 9-point lead.
That is the same score that Academy owned over Fort Loramie last week in Gahanna, 21-12. And by virtue of missing two extra points, Anna is now down by 9. 3 minutes to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Here is the kickoff return by Osborne of Anna. Reverses his field. Takes it from the near side, which is the south side of the gridiron here. Circles all the way to the north side. Takes it up the far hash. Line of scrimmage, 33-yard line. A net 13 on the bring back by Anna, which has 2:53 remaining in the second quarter. Anna down by 9, 21-12. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
As we return to action, quarterback Chappie for Anna. Sprints out to the right. Kept looking downfield, kept rolling toward the sideline, couldn't find a receiver, and had this settled for a loss.
Should have thrown it away. He lost 6 yards. Just throw it out of bounds.
New line of scrimmage, the 29 for Anna. Chappie looking middle of the field, squeezes it to a receiver near hash mark. It's caught by Heitkamp at the 35. He lugs a tackler to the 38. It's Rindler for Minster. That play got back a big chunk. Sets up a third and about six for Anna. Line of scrimmage, Rockets 38, final 2:22 here in the second. Minster 21, Anna 12. Rockets have missed both PATs. Minster missed a kick but got 2 points after the last score. Two receivers far left. It's a sweep to the right. Osborne puts his head down, tries to helmet his way over the 40. That's where he is stopped. Connor Schmeezing flattened him right there. Osborne meets resistance, picked up a yard or two. That's it. Big situation coming up. Fourth down for Anna, 4 yards to go. A minute 51 to go first half. 21-12 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Alex Chappie in punt formation for Anna, standing at his 29. He'll boot it on 4th and 4. It's very high, wobbling off the side of his foot. He shanked it. Let's see where it's lined up. Did it get across midfield? If so, not by much. And the official is setting his sights on what, about the 40-yard line?
I think they're going to move it even farther back than that. I think that was a terrible spot.
Oh, Chuck, I don't believe what I'm saying.
It went out of bounds at the 35, and it had crossed the line way before that.
Oh, Chuck, the spot of that punt by this crew was missed by 10 to 15 yards.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. But they try to do the same thing that they do in college and pros, but they got an extra official. This guy's up the field. There's no way he can run down and see where the ball went out of bounds.
I don't believe what I just saw. That was blown by 12 or 13 yards. It should be back out at the 47. Minster got hosed by a full dozen. They start from the 35. Oh, there's Niemeyer. Jump ball over at the Anna 45. A terrific catch by Niemeyer of Minster. He outfought the Anna defender. Niemeyer got turned. Anna defender didn't. Niemeyer showing why he is the MAC's best wideout. First and 10, Minster at the Anna 38. This is a big drive. 90 seconds to go, first half. Minster's up 9. Points here would give them an enormous lead. A lot of movement along the line of scrimmage. 5-yard penalty coming up against Minster, I think. Clock stops. A minute 25 to go here in the first half. Minster ahead by 9, 21-12.
They've used all their timeouts, so they have to do this by throwing the ball to the sideline or getting first downs to stop the clock.
Boy, this combination, Steffi Niemeyer, it is something else. Mm-mm-mm. You've just about got a double Niemeyer, but he's got such good hops. He gets way up in the air. He high points these throws from Steffi. He won't be denied. Steffi looking long, middle of the field. It is off a receiver's arm at the 26. Caleb Kaus ran a deep post. Second and 15, Minster. That stops the clock with 1:05 to go. Second quarter, line of scrimmage, the Anna 43, 21-12, Minster up 9. That touchdown pass by Minster of 47 yards to Schwederman will be our Wisebridge play of the second quarter when the first half ends. Here's the quarterback, Steffi, with three receivers, trips to the right. Here comes pressure up the middle by Anna. It slowed down a little bit by Minster. Quick flat pass. Yes, Niemeyer on the ground. Bear hugs the ball above the turf at the 37. Clock runs. Small advance on the play. Sets up third down and about eight. Line of scrimmage, 36 of Anna. Oh, here comes pressure, and it's a whiff in the offensive backfield. Steffi eludes, gets out of hot water down the near sideline, 35, 31, 30, short of a first down. We've got a penalty marker upcoming here. Let's see what this is all about. It's important. Almost a quarterback sack of Steffi.
What a terrific job by Steffi that did at the last second. It was almost like, looked like a bullfight. Oh, that's big.
Yep, here comes a dead ball foul against Anna. And this will step it off from about the 30 down to the 15. Minster still has 39 seconds to go in the second quarter. If Anna wants to hope to have a chance to get back in this game in the second half, the Rockets need to deny Minster here. You wouldn't think Minster would go for two after this touchdown, but a two-point conversion after a score would make it a 17-point spread and a three-score lead. Right now it's nine. Line of scrimmage, the 15 of Anna. Half minute to go, first half. Steffi's got five receivers flanked and a man in motion. He retreats to his 23. It's a fade pattern. Corner of the end zone. Guess who the target is? Niemeyer. Is it interference? Wow. We've got a marker down in the end zone. Also a marker down in the offensive backfield. Clock says 36 seconds remaining. Second period of play, 21-12 Minster. Officials huddle again. As I mentioned, there was a flag thrown, I think, in the end zone.
Looks like it's going to be offset.
Personal foul against Anna.
And the official just signaled a call against Anna and a second foul against Anna.
Had a personal foul and a pass interference.
So two calls on Anna. Minster sets up shop. Half the distance to the goal line from the 15. Ball marked for play at the 7. Goal to go, Wildcats. Still better than a half minute to go in the second. Boy, Anna's defense has got to play daggone well now. Minster in striking distance inside the 10. Almost a sure bet with this offense to punch in six more. Four receivers right. Steffi rolls that way at the 15. Cuts it back. Look at him run. Zigzag maneuver down to the goal line. He lurches. He's over for the score. What a run by Steffi of Minster. He ran a good 25, 30 yards for the final 7. Beautiful play by Steffi. And Minster's lead is 27-12. Place kicker Kaus has come on. 27 ticks left in the clock. That run there by Steffi is going to be our Wisebridge play of the quarter. Since it's most recent, kick by Kaus. He hammers it home. Got it. 16-point spread. Beautiful touchdown run by Steffi as he cut it back a couple of times. Well done by Brogan Steffi, quarterback of Minster, who raced in from 7 yards away. What a wise play call. And that was the Wisebridge play of this second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And we now have the final score of our scoresbroadcast.com game last week in Gahanna when Columbus Academy defeated Fort Loramie 28-12. We are at 28-12 at the moment. Minster in the lead over Anna. four possessions. Minster, four touchdown drives. Anna, three possessions, two TD drives, and a punt. And that last punt by Anna opened the door for Minster to score before the end of the second quarter and push the lead out to 16 points. Kickoff, bouncing down inside the 10, out of bounds. Anna will get the ball to start the second half. That's the only reprieve. And it's going to be imperative for Anna to drive down the field, Chuck, and get eight. Anna's going to have to play eights the rest of the way out in this game.
Well, they got to score first, but more importantly than that, they got to make Minster do something besides score touchdowns. Four possessions, 28 points for Minster.
Anna Rockets will play out the final 27. Anna on the scoreboard has three timeouts remaining. Let's see if Anna uses them.
First and 10 Rockets.
May depend on what happens here on the first play. Two receivers left, two to the right for the quarterback, Alex Shappy. He's back at the 30 to take the snap on first and 10. Short drop, fires over the head of the receiver, Heitkamp at the 46, out of bounds, into the Minster bench. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com. Chappie steps up in the pocket. He's going to run, and he bulldogs his way over the 40. Meets resistance at the 45, falls to the 46. Timeout called by Anna. 18 seconds to go first half. 21-12, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Zach Osborne for Anna has just caught a long post pattern from Shappy, the quarterback of Anna. He fires on the money, middle of the field, between the hash marks. Osborne is uncovered. He's in the seam. Beautiful over-the-shoulder catch at the 30 of Minster. Wrapped up eventually at the 23 with 10 seconds left to go here in the first half. And Minster leading 28-12. 10 seconds left. You never know, Chuck. You might get a pass interference. A lot of possibilities.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're in a spot now. They still got a timeout. They can basically run two plays without, if there's no penalty. But I mean, yeah, from the 27, or 23, he can throw the ball in the end zone.
10 seconds remaining, first half. Anna receives the kick to start the second half. Rockets would love to put points on the board before intermission and slice into that 16-point deficit. 28-12, Minster. Chappie at his 30 to throw. He's got a man open middle of the field. He catches at the 6, and a tackle is made immediately. Osborne again. Timeout called. Anna, 4 seconds to go, first half. Osborne, a beautiful route, delayed, came out of the backfield, sneaked into the secondary, was uncovered. 4 seconds to go. Anna knocking on the door at the Minster 6. 4 seconds to go here in the first half. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. And a Rockets, Chuck, trying to make it very interesting before halftime.
Yeah, I sent Joe, I said, here's your halftime score, 28-12 Minster. I might have to tell him I lied.
Does Anna have a chance for two pass plays here? 4 seconds to go.
Probably not.
All depends how quickly this first one is thrown. And if it's incomplete, here's Shappy in the offensive backfield. Oh, it's an end around. And the ball carrier for Anna tries to get to the edge. Does he do it? He's at the three, the two, the one. No, he stopped. And that's how the first half ends. The Anna bench up in arms. Thought the ball carrier, I think it was Ochterhauer, thought he got an in. I don't believe he did. Bodies flew over the pylon. Tackler for Minster stopped the ball carrier for Anna at the half-yard line. That is a huge play in this game.
Wow, that was a huge play.
And that's how the first half comes to a close. Big difference between 28-20 and 28-12. A little curious they didn't throw.
Yeah, me too, but
it seemed to be a play that caught Minster by a little surprise, but I tell you what, Minster's defense ran to the ball extremely well when the Wildcats saw what was happening as the end around by Anna took the ball carrier way back outside the 10-yard line, and he simply had a long route to go to get to the end zone and came up a half yard short. That's how the first half comes to a close. 28-12 Minster over Anna at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back here to Minster. Gorgeous night for high school football. One heck of a football game on homecoming. 28-12, Minster in the lead by 16 points over Anna. There have been 8 offensive possessions in this game. Minster, 4 of them. Minster scored 4 TDs. Anna, 2 touchdowns in 4 possessions, 1 punt, and then a long drive that went down the field in the last 90 seconds of the first half, ended the first half of play a half yard short of the end zone, and that's where we stand. 16-point lead, Minster over Anna, 28-12. Our halftime report is brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers through 2 quarters.
Well, they handed me some stats, and I know I can't be this far off, so I'm going to use mine. Anna ran the ball 17 times for 60 yards in the first half, 8 of 11 throwing it for 129, 189 total yards, 9 first downs, did not turn the ball over in the first half. Minster, 13 rushes, 79 yards. Steffi was 12 of 17 for 204 yards. We have 283 yards for the first half, 12 first downs, and neither team turned the ball over in the first half.
So 200 yards passing for Minster Steffi, is that correct?
204 yards passing. The only place that I don't have the same thing, they had him, the Shappy, throwing for 195 yards in the first half. I don't know where they came up with that.
Huh. Big difference in this game, the fact that, number one, Steffi's able to buy time and complete passes. Niemeyer, a primary target. Anna's misfired in the Minster offensive backfield. Rockets have had chances to nab Steffi, but he is so elusive. He pulls a Houdini back there time and time again. Anna's been extremely efficient on offense. Just one punt. Minster, no punts. And a defining drive in this first half is Anna's last one. Rockets came up empty, just a couple feet short of the end zone for making it a 28-20 game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, that was a great drive. The play, if he scores on that one, is a great call. A little iffy because he came up a little bit short. but they fooled Minster for a second.
Yep.
But they got such quickness that they got out there and got to him. And I would like to see the replay at some point to see how that went, because it looked like he was awfully close. The pylon got knocked down, but I couldn't tell if it was by the ball or by the defender.
Right. 28-12, halftime score. That's our report here at intermission, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Minster 28 and a 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We are the amazing glass connection. Over the years, American Architectural Glass has finished hundreds of major glass installation projects, including the FC Cincinnati Soccer Complex and the B-Deck Suites at Ohio State's football stadium, and most recently at Nationwide Arena in Columbus.
Here at the Columbus Blue Jackets, as you can see, there's major glass installation that was completed in a couple of different phases by American Architectural Glass. They're over in Fort Loramie, Ohio. Many new large attractive mirrors exist in this training facility, and they were expertly installed too.
This Blue Jackets coach highlighted the beautiful new aluminum doors and frames in the offices.
And they are also very functional and appealing, and our coaches are very pleased with how great this AAG project turned out.
The entryway to the Blue Jackets arena was enhanced with eye-catching appeal.
This custom-sized all-glass entrance from the Blue Jackets locker room to the ice arena is just awesome. Not sure this beautiful environment results in a few extra goals each night, but it sure puts some pep in the step of our players.
From storefront windows to entry doors, from wall panels to translucent panels, and from custom mirrors to custom insulated glass, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie does it all, often with Made in America products.
It's no wonder AAG is the industry's clear choice.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Minster. We are at the half on homecoming night. Minster Wildcats 28, Anna Rockets 12, about 12 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan in Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A on West Michigan in Sydney. Minster 28 and a 12 here at the halftime break. Well, Keaton Metz is the new athletic director at Anna High School. He has enjoyed the transition to the job thanks to the guidance from the former AD at Anna for 37 years, Mike Muehlfeld.
Keaton is a Miami of Ohio graduate. I had the chance to talk to him earlier this week on Tuesday at Hanna High School.
Tell me a little bit about your educational background. I know a Wapakoneta High School grad, played three sports, then on to Miami University in Oxford.
Yep, that's right. Like I said, graduated from Wapak in 2015. Had a brother and his now wife that were attending Miami University at the time, so I got to visit them a few times, really enjoyed the campus, kind of fell in love with it there. Once I got there, I really enjoyed their sport management department, otherwise known as the SLAM department, Sport Leadership and Management Department, knew that sports were something that I wanted to be involved in. Wasn't too sure where outside of graduation at that point what I wanted to be involved with. Always had the idea of becoming an athletic director, and ultimately that's what I decided on.
Played three sports at Wapak.
Yep, that's right. I was a football player in the fall, basketball player in the winter, and baseball player in the spring. Couple pretty successful teams there through my 4 years at high school.
In transitioning into this position as athletic director here at Anna, you may have learned a little bit already from the 37 years of Mike yep. Muehlfeld in this job.
Yep, I don't think I don't know if there's anyone else in Ohio that probably has more experience in dealing with the adversity that comes with being an athletic director, and it's just been an absolute honor and privilege to replace someone with that much experience, and he's been just an amazing help with the transition, starting all the way back in June and July, and even to this day, he's just a phone call away, and he's just been very, very helpful to me, and I'm very appreciative of that.
And you're surrounded by many outstanding people here at Anna, including Superintendent Andy Bixler, of course.
That's right. Andy as well. He comes down about once or twice a week and just checks in with me, make sure I've got everything, you know, covered and taken care of, make sure we're both on the same page with everything, and he's just been a pleasure to work with as well.
Hey, a quick rundown of your varsity head coaches in your sports here at Anna High School.
Yep, so with leading our football team is Coach Nick Marino. Boys golf would be Brandon Cobb. Girls golf, Cole Maurer. Volleyball, Coach Kelly Zumberger. And cross country is led by Jeff Maurer.
Those, of course, are your fall sports. Looking ahead into the spring, new baseball and softball head coaches.
Yep, that's right. So one of my early tasks was to help find a new baseball and softball coach. So this year, Tony Metzler is replacing longtime head baseball coach Christian Althauser. And Brandon Cobb, who is our current boys golf coach, as I mentioned, is going to be replacing Mike Place at the helm of our softball team.
How about fall sports schedules for your teams beginning tomorrow through a week from tomorrow, next Saturday?
Yep, so our boys golf are at the Mercer Elks for the Nate Niekamp Invitational. That starts at 8:30. Girls golf at Lakeland for the Lady Falcon Invitational, also at 8:30. High school volleyball is taking on Powerhouse New Bremen at 9. Soccer is at Bath at 10. On Monday, freshman football is taking on Fort Laramie at home at 5. Varsity soccer is taking on Bethel at 5:30. High school volleyball is taking on New Knoxville at 5:30. On Tuesday, high school and junior high volleyball are taking on Fort Laramie at 4:30. JV soccer is hosting West Liberty Salem at 5. Boys golf is at the Prairie View Golf Course at 4:45. On Wednesday, then, our boys golf is at the Shelby Oaks at 4. Girls golf at Arrowhead at 4. Junior high and high school volleyball at Jackson Center at 5:30. Then on Friday, football is hosting Delta St. John's at 7 p.m.
How far out do you do scheduling for your sports teams? Basketball season for boys and girls starts in late November, early December, and I'm sure the scheduling for those two programs pretty solid. You're helped by the Shelby County Athletic League. Everybody plays each school twice mm-hmm. in hoops, so that's 12 games right there, but you need to schedule another 10 for each program.
Yep, so that's right. Most of the actual scheduling for non-league games just comes down to reaching out to, most of the time for basketball at least, it's some of the MAC schools to pick up some of those non-conference games. But for the Shelby County Leagues, the in-conference, as you mentioned, all that's pretty well decided a couple of years in advance with a composite schedule. So all that's pretty well taken care of. It just comes down to finding those non-league opponents.
Of course, you'll be working with the Boosters organization here at Anna, too.
Yep, that's right. They've been a big help as well and very welcoming to me. I've been to a couple of their Wednesday night meetings, and it's a pleasure to work with them.
And we're playing this interview back at halftime of the Anna-Minster football game, which is mighty important for both schools. Anna's generated a lot of second-level points thanks to the win over Indian Lake, which has been successful since week number one. So this is a very important game. Perhaps the winner's got an inside track to a home game round one of the playoffs.
Yep, that's right. We started off with a good win over an Indian Lake team and then suffered a tough loss to Brookville there week two, and then ultimately another tough loss to Coldwater week three. Looking to get back on track, though, here.
Keaton, a brief overview of the family back home in Wapak.
Yep, so grew up in Wapak. Dad, both parents, mom and dad are both school administrators. Mom's a guidance counselor there at Wapak High School, and dad has been, he was at Shawnee and then has been in Salina the past 10-15 years as a assistant principal, high school principal, and then now he's the facilities manager working on the new building of the new schools.
And now they've got a route for two schools mighty hard, Wapakoneta and the Anna Rockets.
That's right. They usually take a look at the schedule and see what good games, good matchups are coming up, and that's kind of ultimately how they pick which game they're going to attend that night.
So many thanks to Keaton Metz, new athletic director at Anna High School. Enjoyed the conversation earlier this week with him at Anna. Thanks so much to you, Keaton, and all the athletic staff at Anna High School. We're about 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here tonight at Minster. Anna trailing the Minster Wildcats 28-12. 28-12 Minster in the lead. A few partial scores late second quarter. Sydney leading big down at West Carrollton. Lehman Catholic up 7-0 over Miami East. That one is tight. And most other scores we heard were pretty lopsided.
People running away. I mean, Pickwood beating Greenville, Versailles beating Parkway. Lormie up 14-0 on Meadowdale in the second quarter. The only really close game, Tip and Troy. 7-6 was the last score I had. Tip with a one-point lead.
Uh-huh. Here at Minster, Wildcats 28, Rockets 12. We'll return with the second half kickoff in just a few minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Here we go on scorersbroadcast.com. It's the second half. Minster kicks off to Anna, which trails the Wildcats 28-12. Anna denied right at the pylon. Last play of the first half as time was expiring. The end around did not quite make it into the end zone from 5 yards out. Thus, it is a 16-point deficit facing Anna, and Chuck, the Rockets have got to do it all over again. Take it the length of the field this time, punch it in.
Yeah, they absolutely need to at this point. That would have been huge if they would have got that last half yard.
Yeah.
They tried an onside kick there, but they were offsides. So now they're going to have to re-kick from 5 yards back.
Yep, Minster just tried a blooper of an onside kick to begin play here in the third quarter. Penalized is Minster, however, and Minster will boot it once again. The big key in this game, Anna has blown both PATs after touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, 28-14, you're still down two scores.
Right.
But now you're down two scores and two-point conversions just to tie it.
Yep. Oh, we talk about it so often in football at all levels, especially at the high school level. Special teams, the kicking game. It can win and lose games for you right now. Here's the boot by Minster, line drive kick, Anna returning far side of the field at the 21. And the bring back is good all the way to the 35, 40, 41-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go for Anna.
Caleb Kenton.
First and 10 for the Rockets on the bring back by Kenton. 6 seconds into quarter number three. Well, let's see if Anna can pick right up where it left off. Late in that second, Anna moved the football beautifully up and down the field the entire first half of this game. The offenses have dominated. 8 possessions, 6 touchdowns, 4 by Minster, 2 by Anna, a punt by Anna, and then the final drive of the second quarter, Anna stopped right at the pylon. Anna runs in first and 10, and it's submarined after a 1 yard gain. Osborne is caught at the 41. Sharp, nice through for Minster to nail him after a yard pickup, 2nd and 9 for Anna. Rockets have done a pretty good job at milking the clock, controlling the football. However, every time Minster's touched it, the Wildcats have put 7 on the board.
Yeah, 12 of 17 for 204 yards throwing the football for the Wildcats.
Here is Chappie faking, play action. Oh, now he's got to ad-lib behind the line of scrimmage. Improvising around right in goes Alex Chappie. Look at him go, 45. Look at he split to the 50. Close to a first down. Don't think he made it. 3rd and 2 from the 48. Unless you lose 4 or 5 yards here, Chuck, you go for it on 4th down.
I don't think they're in a position not to, because I don't think if you give them the ball at the 50 or you give them the ball at their own 20, you haven't stopped them yet.
Exactly. Played a minute, third quarter, 28-12 lead, Minster. Anna to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 2 at the Rockets 48. three backs in the backfield with Chappie. Oh, they try an end sweep, and here comes Minster pursuing and tackling Osborne back at the 44. It's a negative four on the play.
A couple of calls that have just, I mean, hey, I'm a basketball coach. What do I know? I was going to knock on the door across from us and kind of ask him who called that, but.
So a run play by Anna is thwarted big time. Play by Minster crashing across the line of scrimmage. Well done by Frimmel. He wrapped up the ball carrier for Anna. Set back on the play, setting up fourth and six. Rockets, no choice but to punt it. It hits at the 28 of Minster. One bounce to the 22. Taylor for Anna catches, downs it there. And Minster starts first and 10. And it's an understatement to say Anna's got to get a stop, a three and out.
Well, I think the first one might have been an unsportsmanlike on Anna, and I think they just got a second one.
You're talking about penalties.
Yes.
Yep. Two flags fly. Anna bristling, not happy they were denied late in the second quarter. Close call at the pylon. Went against Anna. Don't think the Rockets runner got to the goal line. And just seconds ago, Anna whistled for a dead ball foul. Minster, a dead ball foul.
Yeah.
And they cancel out. Offsetting penalties. First and 10, Minster outside its own 20. Minster to the line of scrimmage, opening 2 minutes, third quarter, and a trailing 28-12. Minster's offense has been dynamite, four possessions and four lengthy touchdown drives. Play action. Oh, it is the quarterback, Steffi, doing whatever he wants. He throws left side of the field in front of the Anna bench. Yes, it's caught by Niemeyer. The jumping jack went up, snared it at the 42 or 43, late marker down. I think it's defensive pass interference, Chuck, DPI.
Yeah.
But the ball was caught anyway.
That kid is a receiver, boy. That's amazing.
And Niemeyer is splendid at looking back for the football at just the right time. He beats the defender at doing that. And then he's got tremendous spring. He flies off the ground up in the air, and he high points the ball.
Great hands.
Yep. Niemeyer sure does. He is terrific. He's the Mac's best at that wide-out spot. 5 yards short of the 50. Rolling out right, the quarterback, Steffi, running out of real estate, and just dumps it out of bounds at the 45 of Anna. 9 minutes and 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter of this game. 28-12 our score. And that was a rare incompletion by Minster right there.
Good coverage that time by the Rockets. He had nowhere to throw it.
16-point spread. 28-12 lead for Minster. Anna's got to get a stop. In fact, they're going to need about three or four stops to get back into this game here in this half. Anna has missed 2 points after touchdown.
I like keeping Steffi in the middle of the field. When he gets out on the edge, it's either a throw or incomplete pass.
A late handoff to Schmeising, and he is stalled right at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a foot or two. Trey Heitkamp plugged up the small hole. Sets up 3rd and 11 for Minster at the Wildcats 44. 28-12, Minster in the lead. Minster would love to play ball control. Should throw it here on 3rd and a bunch. Minster needs to reach the 45 of Anna. That's the line to gain. Steffi in the offensive backfield. Schmeising alongside. Short drop by Steffi at his 37. Throws it low and wide in front of the Anna bench. And here comes a flag, and then another one. It looked like the Anna defender was on the back of the receiver right at the first down stake.
Right in front of the Anna bench, so they must have been sure that it was pass interference.
Yep, there it is. Signal from the official. Push off, Anna. It's going to be 15 yards, and that will give Minster a first down, down around the Anna 40-yard line.
They really don't need help.
Chuck, I'd like to make a note for you. Is that Steffi at quarterback or Niemeyer?
Right now, it looks like Niemeyer,
yep.
15.
It's 15. Understand that Niemeyer has sneaked onto the field at quarterback on this drive for the Minster Wildcats. Steffi being spared, Niemeyer at the helm. Don't know what that means. Steffi perhaps a little shaken up, and it's a precautionary move. Running play by Minster. No gain at the 41. Schmiesing is halted in his tracks. Second down and 10. I'm a Mr. Kramer from OnlineScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to Mr. Kramer from the radio station next door here in the booth, observing that 15 Niemeyer has been at the helm.
I don't see Steffi on the sideline.
Interesting. And again, perhaps a precautionary move. Niemeyer at QB for Minster. We played 4 minutes, third quarter, 16-point lead Minster. Here's Niemeyer sprinting right. He puts his head down, and he digs hard to the 40, to the 37. Knocked down right there. Third and six coming up for Minster. Osborne tripped up the ball carrier. 28-12, Minster in the lead. Minster can get a first down at the Anna 31. Clock continues to roll. 7:30 to go here in the third. Niemeyer at quarterback for Brogan Steffi. He's got two receivers left, two to the right. Well, Niemeyer, such a good pass catcher, can't throw and catch both. But still, Minster has an array of quick receivers. Here's one near sideline. He makes a nice cut to the boundary, catches. It is inbounds, then a late hit on Anna at the 28-yard line.
That was just absolutely silly.
Well, Anna's gotten its dander up here in the second half, and it's not helping at all. That was Caleb Kaus on the catch for Minster. I just got through talking about the receivers for the Wildcats, even without Niemeyer as a wideout on the field. They're still very, very good and deep. Niemeyer at QB threw the last ball. Step off all the way down to the 14-yard line of Anna. Boy, a touchdown here by Minster would give the Wildcats a 23-point cushion with better than a quarter to go, but Anna would face a steep challenge. Niemeyer at the helm. He's got Schmiesing in the offensive backfield. Four receiver split, two left, two right. Niemeyer dropping to the 24. It's an out pattern, and it's well timed by Anna. Anna steps in front of the receiver at the two and picks it off. It's Osborne. Niemeyer with a late delivery. In fact, it was Osborne who made the cut, Chuck, before the wide receiver did.
Oh, yeah.
And he snares the pick.
Yeah, he just jumped the route, and the pass was late. And that gave the cornerback easy interception.
The bad news is Anna's got to go 96 or 97 yards for a touchdown. That is the first drive of the night on which Minster has not scored a touchdown. 7:11 to go, third quarter. Minster in the lead, 28-12. Anna starts inside its own five. Here is Shappy dealing. Osborne, right guard and tackle, bucks for three. Second down and seven. Well, Anna can take all the time at once, Chuck, to score here on this drive, but they're going to have to get a two-point conversion.
Absolutely.
6:46 to go here in the third. Minster up 16. Anna very slow in getting this play in from the sideline. Play clock at 10.
I didn't realize how often I looked at the play clock till we were at Columbus Academy last week and they didn't have any.
You're right, they didn't. Here is Chappie at quarterback, calls his own number. It's a draw. He puts his head down and charges to the 11. That's it. It's going to be third down and about five or six to go for a first down. Well, you would have thought that if any school would have a play clock, maybe a couple of them, it would be the private school, Columbus Academy.
You would have thought that they probably would have hired somebody just to count down. They have that kind of money. That place was amazing.
Beautiful campus. It was picturesque. Over 200 acres, in fact, in Gahanna. Side of our game last week. Won by Academy over Fort Loramie, 28-12. Third and five for Chappie and company. Uh-oh, snap from center's on the ground. Chappie covers it, I believe.
He did.
Yep, he fell on it in the nick of time. So that series for Anna has not much to show for it. And the Rockets punt from their end zone with 5:33 to go in the third, and Minster leading 28-12. Alex Chappie, 4 yards deep in the end zone, gets the punt away. It's away from the deep man, directional kick, nicely done. Hits at the 40, rolls to the 50. Pretty well executed.
Yeah, I mean, from there to the, put him on the 50.
Yeah. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Minster 28, Anna 12. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Here comes Minster to the line of scrimmage at the 50, leading 28-12. Beyond the halfway point, third quarter, Niemeyer at quarterback for Brogan Steffi. Handoff and an immediate hit by Anna. Well done by the Rockets. That ball carrier was stuffed right now by Nolan Howell of Anna as he threw a shoulder into the ball carrier and flopped him on the ground, forcing Minster into a second and 12. It is a 16-point lead for Minster. After all that scoring in the first half, here in the third quarter, nothing. 40-point first two quarters, zero here in the third. Niemeyer's got two back staggered. Oops, fakes a handoff. No one there. Niemeyer's got to keep back pedals. Doesn't get to the line of scrimmage. Down he goes. He's on his keister at the 46. Minster simply playing keep away right now with Steffi out of the game at QB. Looks like Niemeyer may be on the field for the rest of this contest as we continue to look. Long and hard up and down the bench.
He's not down there, and he didn't get hurt on the offensive series, so he must have got injured on the last play of the first half.
3:36, 3:35, 3:34 to go, third quarter. Minster with a third and 14 from the Wildcats, 46 up by 16 points. Deep drop to Niemeyer, plenty of time. Out pattern.
Wow.
Oh, a spectacular diving interception.
Amazing.
By Trey Heitkamp of Anna. My goodness. Heitkamp suspended himself in midair, parallel to the ground, a few feet off the ground, and he caught it lunging toward the sideline. It was pretty well thrown by Niemeyer. He had a receiver open behind Heitkamp, but Heitkamp made it look like an NFL play on Sunday.
He did. Maxwell Maurer had a heck of an interception last week. This was equal.
Well done by Heitkamp, and the Rockets have turned in a couple of picks here in the third quarter against Niemeyer of Minster. 3:21 to play in the third, 28-12 in favor of Minster. Anna still within 2/8 of getting this game tied. Here's the quarterback, Chappie. Deep handoff, Osborne. Osborne has wrestled down. Ball is loose. It's on the ground at the 30, and Minster's got it.
Oh, it was a timely hit at the point of attack. And then a couple Wildcats rallied to the ball. And there were three on top of Osborne. Adam Rindler on the recovery. First and 10, Minster going the other way at the end of 31.
Boy, he hit him right at the mesh point of the handoff. Nothing that Anna could do about that. Great defensive play.
We're down to 3:15 remaining here in the third. Say you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt power tools. And for your kitchen, you get free granite countertops with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Here is Niekamp, or I should say Niemeyer, way back behind the line of scrimmage. He avoids a sack for a loss of 10, avoids a sack for a loss of 15, and then manages to heave it out of bounds.
Pretty athletic, but the young man does not take a lot of snaps at quarterback during the season, during practice. And you know, this is, even if he's a great athlete, it's a different position. Tough position to come into.
Line of scrimmage back at the 31 of Anna. 3 minutes to go here in the third. 28-12, Minster in the lead. Just outside the Anna 30 for Minster. Receivers flank left and right. Niemeyer at quarterback for Steffi. Hand off Schmiesing. Schmiesing left tackle. And he puts his shoulder down, lowers the boom to the 29. Picked up two. Third and 8, Minster. 2:50 and counting late in the third. Jackson Center Pro Hardware can save you big bucks on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook and tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. The one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Deep drop by Niemeyer. It's a screen picked off by Anna behind the line of scrimmage at the 36 and run to the 43. What a play by Hughes. Mason Hughes of Anna smelled it out. Niemeyer, under duress, kept retreating, and he threw it into coverage. What a play by Hughes. Yep. He wasn't buffaloed. Anna with three picks, Chuck, in the third quarter, but no points.
Well, yeah, they have one fumble. Anna's turned it three times. This is no turnovers in the first half. We've got four now here in the third quarter.
A 40-point first two quarters of this game. No new points on the board in the second half. A rash of mistakes. Anna still within striking distance. Steffi's out of the game for Minster. Two receivers far right. Great field position rockets. It's a flat pass. Anna needs a block. They get one at the 42. It's caught up the right sideline. Goes the rocket receiver. He bolts across the 50 into Minster territory at the 45-yard line. The play goes for 12 or 13. Chappie to Heitkamp.
Ball gets to 45. First and 10.
2 minutes to go. Third quarter, 28-12 in favor of Minster. And when you consider, Chuck, how poorly Minster's been able to advance the football in this period, Anna's got a chance if they can get points here on this drive. Here's a run right up the middle. Rockets gash the Minster defense. Chewing up big yardage to the 30. It's Osborne caught from behind at about the 28-yard line of Minster. First and 10 for Anna.
Nice drive right here by the Rockets.
Rockets with 30 yards in two plays. That make it more like 25. Ball marked for play at the 28 of Minster with a minute 47 to go here in the third. A flat pass to Heitkamp. A good block in the open field by one of his teammate receivers. Fine offensive line blocking up front. And a big run. Here's Osborne again. Hauled down from behind at the 25. He wedged out three. Rindler caught him for Minster. Second down and 7. Anna, 25 and a half of Minster. A minute 16 to go in the third quarter. Each team, all three timeouts remaining. 28-12, Minster in the lead. Final 70 seconds, quarter number 3. off to Hauer, split far left. Chappie in the offensive backfield, fakes to Osborne and keeps. Chappie tries to trudge around right end, and he is nailed far sideline at the boundary. Did wedge ahead for a significant gain, a yard or two short of a first down. It's going to be third and about 2.5 to go for a first down for Anna. 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 28-12, Minster. Anna knocking on the door in four down territory for sure here. On that last play, Chappie held the ball in Osborne's tummy for 1,001, 1,002, and took it away and ran. Chappie with a drop to throw. Middle of the field, receiver leaps, gets a hand on it. No good, incomplete at the 9-yard line. Trey Heitkamp available. The pitch a little up above. He couldn't bring it down. And this is the play of the game for Anna, 4th and 2. If the Rockets want to have a good chance to catch Minster in the fourth quarter of this contest, Anna needs to convert here on 4th and 2. 21 of Minster. 16 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's turned into a very interesting game. Minster unable to play add-on here in the third. Here is Chappie, toss sweep to the right. Minster diagnoses it and hits the handoff receiver hard at the 24-yard line. It was Osborne trying to cut around right end, and guess what? Will Frimmel said, no, not tonight.
Connor Smeezing there, too. Boy, that just, there was five or six defenders there. Everybody from Minster knew what was coming, and they waited for him.
Exactly. It looked like Anna somehow, some way, may have tipped that one off as the ball carrier was flattened and lost a full yard. Minster takes over, 10 seconds left in the third quarter. New line of scrimmage will be at the Minster 24-yard line. The officials have huddled up, and let's see what's been ruled. Personal foul, dead ball, Anna.
You know, last year that the end of the game, Minster kind of disrespected Anna by going for it when the game was over. And I think maybe the Anna kids remember that, but they're doing themselves a disservice by all the stupid penalties they're getting here this evening.
Well, there's been a fair amount of talking during the week. And at this point in this game, you've got to shut up and play football. You're down 16, and you can't afford to give away yardage.
No.
Because Anna has gotten right back in this game. No Steffi on the field for Minster. Minster shut out here in the third quarter. Anna with three picks, but the Rockets could not punch in points. Minster running right up the gut for about a 4-yard advance to the 42. It's Connor Smeezing on the final play of the third period. We are where we were at halftime. Minster 28, Anna 12 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
On second down and 5 for Minster from the Wildcats 42,
It's a handoff, Niemeyer to Schmiesing, and he is pulled to the turf at the 43-yard line. Gain of a half yard, third down and 4.5 to go for a first down. Minster 28, Anna 12 after a scoreless third quarter. What do we have, Chuck? Four turnovers in that period?
Yes, three interceptions by Minster and a fumble by Anna.
11:26 to go in this game. Minster up by 16. Possession down here. Let's see if Niemeyer throws it. Anna showing blitz pressure. And let's see. It is going to be a flag. Offside, Anna, I think.
Yep, first down.
Well, the penalties have cost the Rockets dearly tonight. And on third and 4.5, guess what 5 yards means? First down. Line of scrimmage, the 48 for Minster. So that's another couple of minutes at least. Anna's offense will have to wait to get back on the field. Good field position for Minster, 2 yards short of the 50. New York Mets have tied the Cincinnati Reds in the seventh. Mets had led 3-0 on a steer two-run homer after leading one zip. New York has knotted the count, 3-3 in the seventh.
On a Darryl Strawberry three-bagger. No, wait, he doesn't play anymore.
1:10 played here in the fourth. Minster, long cadence at the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 17:16. Minster's going to milk it for all it's worth. 28-12, Cats. Long counts. Snap to Niemeyer is high. He leaps up to get it, hands it off to Schmiesing, and after being dealt the ball, Schmiesing cracks for 2 to the 50.
Well, you can tell they are just out of sync. They got their, what I consider as good a quarterback as there is in the state of Ohio in this division, with the young man still in the locker room. They're just out of sync right now, and understandably so.
Line of scrimmage right at the 50, second down 8 for Minster. Niemeyer coming over to the near sideline. Coach Seth Whiting sends in the play. Wildcats are cutting down the seconds off that scoreboard clock. We've played 2 minutes and 15 seconds here in the fourth already. Second down 8. Snap to Niemeyer, and he calls his number, or head coach Seth Whiting called it. Niemeyer rumbles around right end, steps across the 50, somersaults to the 46. He was able to dash ahead for about 4 or 5, third and right at 5 to go for Minster at the Anna 47 with 9:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Still a 16-point game. 28-12 Minster. It has been quickly played tonight.
Yeah, it's moved right along. Oh, Reds came back, took the lead.
Two-run homer by Cincinnati in the seventh or eighth
inning.
Go. Reds on top of the Mets, 5-3. Niemeyer, 5 yards behind the line, gives to Schmiesing. Oh, he's hog-tied and dropped back at the 50-yard line. Good pursuit by Anna as the Rocket sliced through, got penetration. Poppleman on the tackle for Anna, and forward progress results in a 2 yard setback to the 49. Timeout called. Fourth down upcoming for Minster. 8:46 to go in the fourth. 28-12 Wildcats over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. You see, Infinite Details in Anna can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Infinite Details will shampoo and fluff your interior carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking shine. We'll even brighten your headlights and make that weathered exterior plastic sparkle once again. Infinite Details in Anna renews and restores your car's appearance inside and out. Infinite Details at 14555 State Route 119 East in Anna, to the rear west side of Truck Stop 99. Any vehicle, your car, truck, or classic car is welcome at Infinite Details, the number one auto detailing service around. Phone 937-638-6520. That's 638-6520. Some work can be done while you wait. Mention Scores Broadcast and receive 10% off your next $100 detailing job at Infinite Details in Anna. Your car drives good when it looks good. From east to west, Infinite Details is the very best.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
The last break in the action, the result of an Anna player shaken up. It was Trey Heitkamp, who has performed beautifully tonight. Great game by Trey. Suffered a concussion in the last few weeks. Hope Trey is all right here tonight and can get right back on the field.
Now, is Steffi their normal punter, if I'm not mistaken?
No, they did not. Okay. Did not begin the year with Steffi.
Okay.
They began it with Bergman, and they have changed punters. It's Winner, who's back at the 42. Anna with an over-the-shoulder catch at about the 9-yard line, and the return is over it, shy of the 15. Great punt, but Winner. Small return by Anna. Max Kanapke, special teams for Minster. Good play on the hit downfield. 7:57 to go in the fourth, and it's 28-12 in favor of Minster. And Anna needs to score, Chuck, in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of time now. They're going to have to maybe put the ball in the air a little bit, take a chance. They can't grind it down the field.
Nope. Two receivers wide right. Minster's defense has played much better here in the second half after Anna moved up and down the gridiron in the first two quarters. Here is Shappy in the offensive backfield for Anna, and he wants to throw. The ball comes off his hand. It's on the ground. Minster recovery. Oh, my goodness. At the 12-yard line of Anna, Shappy wanted to pitch it in the right flat, hesitated. The ball rolled down his arm. Minster was alert. Wildcats get it. Second half of this game has been marred by five turnovers.
Five turnovers, yeah.
7:50 to go in the fourth, 28-12, Minster. Line of scrimmage about the 13 of the Rockets. Keep in mind, Brogan Steffi's not been on the field, not out there playing, not on the sideline either one here in the second half. It's been James Niemeyer running the show for the Black and Orange. Running play, ball handed off back at the 18 or 19-yard line. The runner, Schmiesing, puts his head down and sidesteps his way to about the 11 or 12. Trevor Roberts for Anna in there on the hit. 7.5 to go in the game. Minster up 16, 28-12.
Well, I just heard that Sydney, even though they're winning 36-0, Spradling went out in the first half, and he's got a sling on his arm now, not playing in the second half.
Not good. Sounds like a shoulder or an elbow or something. We're near the 7-minute mark in the fourth. Minster with a serious threat, thanks to the fumble by Anna. Minster running outside left tackle. It is Niemeyer, I think, called his own number. No. The ball Schmiesing. Was dealt to Schmiesing. Yep. Niemeyer on the handoff. He fed it to Schmiesing, who went outside left guard, and he carved out yards for very close to a first down. He's at the 5, 3rd and 2 for Minster with 6:41 to go here in the fourth. 28-12, Minster in the lead, hoping to play add-on right here and seal up this game. Anna's had chances for the last quarter and a half. The Rockets have had several possessions down 16, simply have not been able to punch it in, and were denied right at the pylon last play of the second quarter. Minster running over left tackle from the 5 to the 3, very close to a first down. Schmiesing again. He burrowed for the first down at the 2.5. First and goal for Minster.
17 first downs for the Wildcats tonight now.
Ball on the 3-yard line, first and goal.
3-yard line for the Wildcats. Mason Hughes had a big pick for Anna.
They did.
There in the third quarter of this game. In fact, we'll highlight that Mason Hughes pick here in a few minutes.
They've had their chances.
Yes, they
have had their chances.
That'll be a Wisebridge play of this half. Here's Minster running, wriggling and schmeezing, and he swerves into the end zone. Touchdown. Schmeezing would not be denied. 34-12. Minster in the lead with 5:35 to go here in the fourth. In fact, let's make that Schmeezing run for the TD. Our Wisebridge play of this period. Good play call. Fine blocking up front by Minster. Well done by Schmeezing, who scored a TD. A wise play call for sure. That was the Wisebridge play of the quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Extra point kick by Minster was good to make it a 35-12 contest. Just over 5.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. As Chuck noted, as I've said repeatedly, Anna's had its chances here in the second half, has not been able to convert for a touchdown drive like the Rockets did the first two times they had the ball in this game. They have been shut out since. Kickoff return by Osborne from the 20 to the 30. First and 10 for Anna. Reminding you that Steffi's been out for Minster. Played the first half, has not been on the field here in the second. It's been Niemeyer at QB.
He was 12 of 17 for 204 yards and three touchdowns and a PAT in the first half. So they're kind of missing him.
Yep, he was outstanding for certain. Same old Steffi. Rock solid at QB for Minster, just a junior. Apparently shaken up at some point very late in that second period. Here's a flat pass by Anna, complete from the 31-yard line up to the 35. Second down and 6. Final 5 minutes of this game. Minster leads 35-12. Anna goes to the well again. Same play. It is a gain of about 4 to the 39. Third and 2 for Anna. Rockets have a full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. Minster does as well. Quarterback Alex Shappie at the helm. Rolls left. We've got a pre-snap foul. Motion call against the Anna Rockets. Anna has been penalized numerous times tonight. Got to be approaching 9 or 10.
Right, and probably 3 or 4 of them, if I remember correctly, were dead ball, personal foul type things. Unsportsman, not let's say personal foul, but unsportsmanlike. Because there has been, like the game, I think, tomorrow night between Colorado State and Colorado, there's probably going to be some talking.
4:32 to go here in the fourth. 35-12 Minster. Here's Anna running right up the gut with Shappie. Shappie is shouldered to the turf at the 36, hit hard.
Wow. That's why I never played football after my freshman year.
Fourth down upcoming. Frimmel on the jolt for Minster. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Rockets to go for it. Fourth and 5, 36-yard line. Shappie, short drop. Seam pattern. numbers near side. Caught. Well done by Osborne at the 47, over to the 47-yard line of Minster. In fact, he is given credit for falling over the 45 to the 44. First down, Anna, 44 of Minster. It's a wheel route down the left sideline. Chappie overthrows his receiver, who is double covered at the 20. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Forward pass by Chappie. It is in the hands of a white jersey, popped up in the air on the rebound. Minster grabs the interception at the 38-yard line.
Got a flag. Not sure what this is going to be.
Fourth quarter, 12 minutes left. Fort Loramie 42, Meadowdale Lions nothing.
Wow.
We're down to 3:38 to go here. Another marker. Penalty against Minster. Dead ball foul after the pick.
I don't know. They're pointing towards Anna.
Minster possession. Interception good.
Interception was nullified.
Apparently the personal foul occurred
during the play.
During the scrimmage play by Anna. Anna retains the ball. That's a break. So scratch off that interception. And it's first and 10 for Anna, 29 of Minster. Wildcats bench is heated, not happy with the call.
I didn't see what happened, but
here is Chappie rolling left. Fires. It is caught. Numbers far side of the field, 8 yards downfield. Completion good. It is shy of a first down by a yard or two at the 20 and a half. 3:18, 3:17, 3:16 to go in the game. Anna quickly at the line of scrimmage. And I think Anna guilty of a procedure call. Yep.
That's on the quarterback because he's got to look and make sure everybody's set.
Yep.
Before he takes the snap, even though the clock's running.
So instead of second and a long yard, it's second and six for Anna. Down 35-12 with 3:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a pass faked in the flat, then thrown to Ofterhauer down inside the 15. He is stood up. Whistle blows. 3 minutes left in this game. New line of scrimmage is the 13-yard line of Minster. Minster's got this game salted away up to 23 points, and a timeout has been called. 35-12 Minster, under 3 to go here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Excuse me as I clear my throat here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Here is Anna from the 13 of Minster. Chappie looking to throw. No one open left side. Hits a receiver in the middle of the field. Touchdown. A yard deep in the end zone. Very good to see Trey Heitkamp back on the field for Anna. He hauled in that TD aerial from Chappie, and it's 35-18. Anna might as well go for two. down by 17 points with 2:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Chappie in the spread. He's back at the 9-yard line. Anna hands it off. Right guard, ball carrier Osborne stood up. He didn't gain a yard. PAT denied for the third time in this game. Under three to play in the fourth. Minster leads at 35-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Going to get an onside kick here.
Yep. You're so right, Chuck. Onside boot coming. It's bouncing, far side of the field across the 50. Loose on the ground at the Minster 47 or 8. And Anna's got it, I do believe. Onside kick successful for the Rockets. Who, unfortunately, by not getting at least 1 point after the last touchdown, they went for two, are still down by three scores.
Well, that's why when they did that, I thought, you got to get it to 16, don't you?
Yeah, they missed two kicks, and they threw their arms up in the air. What? Well, how do we get a point or two?
Hey, 1 point. 1 point wasn't going to help them.
First down.
So it's 35-18. The kick would have gotten them within 16.
Right. Then they went for two. But
they have just floundered all night long after touchdowns, getting zero in the way of points. 2:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna possession, recovering the onside kick at the Minster 48-yard line.
They're arguing, but it didn't have to go 10 yards because the Minster kid came up and it hit him first. That made it a live ball.
Right. Home run by Jonathan India, two-run variety, lifting the Reds to a 5-3 lead over the Mets in the eighth. But daggone it, the Marlins lead the Braves late, 9-6. Marlins have been pesky, even without two of their top players. Here is Chappie, deep drop, now he's going to scurry. Scrambling up the middle, meets resistance at the 42. And I tell you what, we got late flags all over the place. And I tell you what, Chuck,
that was dirty.
This game needs to come to an end right now.
That was a dirty play right there. He ripped his helmet off.
Tell you what, there's been a lot of talking during the week, and it's carried to the field, especially here in the second half. The tempers are pretty fierce, and the officials are trying to take control. But somebody is going to get hurt, and I don't know how many late hits we've now had in this game. Probably seven anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That makes no sense. I've got a 17-point lead. There is no reason to go in there and get a personal foul.
Nope.
And there was two of them. One of them ripped his helmet off.
The Minster's got this game put away. It's a 17-point contest, 35-18, 2:32 to go in the fourth. The step-off enables Anna to get a first down at the 27-yard line of Minster. Chappie back at his 36, deals middle of the field. A high pass is intercepted at the 8 and run to the 10. Turnover number 6. Turnover number 6 in the second half of this game. It has been marred by mistakes.
That ball was tipped. And the defender did a great job and a smart job after he picked it. Didn't try to get any kind of a run where they could have stripped him. Just right. Dropped to the ground.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker's been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Clock running down to 2:11 to go. Short run by Minster. Second and 10 upcoming. Timeout Rockets, 35-18 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3975. And talk to Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
2:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. 42-7, Marion Local over New Bremen. Coldwater winning big. Versailles up 41-7 over Parkway late. Minster with a third down, 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage for Minster beyond its own 10. Running play to the left. Ball carrier for Minster does not stay in bounds. Does he go out of bounds or not? Niemeyer carried it. Tried to stay in bounds.
He did.
Landed near the sideline, and the clock is stopped by Anna. Niemeyer was in bounds by a smidgen. Rockets used their final timeout. 1:56 to go in the fourth. 35-18 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan in Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory is fantastic. One bargain after another at Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Goffney, family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, on West Michigan in Sydney. Well, Minster, no choice but to punt.
And that is what? Punt number two of the night for Minster.
Yes.
Caught by Anna at the 45. Return to the 41. Still a minute 46 to go in this game.
Westerville Central, 21-14.
35-18, Minster in the lead. We'll hear from Wise Bridge here in just a moment, as Chuck reminded me seconds ago. Wise Bridge Wealth Management, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here is Chappie at the 46, looking to throw. Wanted to pitch it, didn't. Thought about running, then threw it away out of bounds. 41-yard line of Minster.
Second down.
Now, big interceptions here in the second half by the Anna Rockets defense. One by Mason Hughes, one by Trey Heitkamp. We'll use those to leapfrog into a Wise Bridge message for you in a matter of seconds. A minute 39 to go here in the fourth. 35-18 Minster. Second and 10 Anna. Line of scrimmage, Minster 41. Alex Chappie's got two receivers to the left. Looks middle of the field. Now he's going to scramble out of the pocket and throw. Firing down in the end zone. 5 yards deep in the end zone. It is busted up. Out of bounds. Incomplete. Is there a penalty marker down? I'm not sure.
James Niemeyer, what a play on that defensively.
He's everywhere. He's been a standout wide receiver, was great in the first half. Quarterback Minster in the second for Brogan Steffi. And there on defense, leaped into the air several yards deep in the end zone and tipped away a forward pass from Chappie of Anna. Third and 10, 42-yard line. Chappie looks middle of the field, fires another pick by Minster. Intercepted by Minster. 22-yard line, Kanapke on the intercept. Schnappy threw late over the middle, and that's what happens. Interception by Kanapke of Minster. That's a big play. He was heads up. He got his body turned, followed the flight of the ball, and made the interception. Nicely done by Kanapke of the Minster Wildcats.
And that was it's his birthday, too.
Okay, congratulations to him. That was a big play. Well done by Kanapke, who made the interception for Minster. A Wise play call. Good pick by him. That was the Wise Bridge play of the fourth quarter. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Yep, needless to say, this game got very chippy in the second half. And unfortunately, it did not end a little bit sooner. Been a number of personal fouls down the stretch. And turnovers galore, seven in this second half. Seven. And Minster touches down, the snap from center back at the 15. Time will expire. That's it. Anna Rockets are beaten by the Minster Wildcats as Minster goes to 4-1 on the year. Anna 2-3. This was a Midwest Athletic Conference game here tonight, won by Minster over Anna 35-18. We'll return to wrap it up in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts.
We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we welcome you back here to Minster on homecoming night. The Wildcats thumped the Anarockets, final tally 35-18. It was 28-12 at the halftime break. We saw a grand total of six touchdowns first two quarters, only two TDs in a penalty-marred turnover fest in the final two quarters of this game. Chuck, let's take a peek at the numbers and a few highlights from you.
Well, if you take a look at it, Steffi in the first half was set 12 of 17 for 204 yards and three touchdowns and a two-point conversion without him out there in the second half. The offensively, they really didn't do a whole lot. They ended up with 100 yards rushing for the game, passing 25, so they did 229 totally. The biggest deal you got both ways here is both teams turned the ball over four times in the fourth quarter, and it worked out for Minster because they had the lead. Anna coming back from chasing all night and just could never get over the hump. Had their chances, just couldn't do it.
So we have a grand total, according to the official stats, of seven second-half turnovers. That's what I had, seven. Grand total of seven. All coming in the second half of this game. Believe it or not, Anna came darn near close to matching Minster in yards. Might have had a few more yards than Minster.
Officially, it's a turnover if they gave up the onside kick. So I'm sorry.
Oh.
But officially, that's a turnover.
Oh, there you go.
And there's your eight.
The official stats ignored it. What a game. Anna stayed right in the thick of it in the first half and simply could not convert points after touchdown. Anna was denied at the pylon trying to score six right at the end of the second quarter. That would have made it maybe 28-20 at the break. 28-12, just too much to overcome in a second half marred by penalties and turnovers. As Chuck points out, seven turnovers plus the onside kick makes eight. Eight, all of them coming in the second half. And looking at penalties, oh my gosh, Chuck, is that accurate? 340 yards in penalties in this game, according to the official stats.
Absolutely does not shock me.
340 yep. yards, 17 penalties. This thing got out of hand.
That's why the second half took 2.5 days.
Yep.
Well, that might be a little exaggeration.
Two and a half hours.
It took a while.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, my Clancy's players of the game for Anna, I'm going to go with Zach Osborne. I thought he had a terrific game on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
And then for Minster, I'm going to go with Brogan Steffi. He only played a half, still was that good, and James Niemeyer.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Baugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Baugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Baugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Baugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Baugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBaughInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Baugh go to work for you.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A big win for Minster tonight. The Wildcats vault to 4-1 on the year, defeating Anna 35-18. The Rockets were denied a score late in the second quarter, right at the pylon as time expired. That would have cut a Minster lead to 28-20 with 2 points after. Anna simply could not muster enough points in the second half in this game. Interesting note, we didn't see Brogan Steffi on the field for Minster or the sideline, for that matter, in the second half. It was all James Niemeyer.
Well, you got to hope for Minster's sake and that young man. I mean, he's a junior. But if they're going to have any kind of a run, they need that young man back at quarterback.
And a whopping 8 turnovers in the second half, including the fumbled onside kick, plus another 17 penalties for 340 yards. 340. I don't think I've ever seen 240.
That's two teams that just absolutely came into the game hating each other, and it showed on the field tonight.
Anna now 2-3 on the year, having lost two straight. Next 2 weeks, Anna home to Delphi St. John's and Versailles. Minster now 4-1, travels to St. Henry next Friday night before returning home to meet Parkway. Next Friday, we are at Fort Loramie as the Fort Loramie Redskins play host for the first time ever to the Talawanda Braves. And we've got the action kickoff at 7, airtime 6:25. For our great online audience tonight, we appreciate you listening in. Thanks for joining us on scoresbroadcast.com. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight for Minster. Final score once again, Minster Wildcats 35, Anna Rockets 18.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.